Well, moving on, Iraqi Shia cleric Murtada al-Assad says that the U.S.-led coalition against the ISI is aimed at disintegrating Iraq. Assad said the U.S. has nothing but ill wishes for the Iraqi nation. The cleric called on the Iraqi government and army to step up efforts to liberate the Nineveh province from the ISIL terrorists. Assad has been an outspoken critic of the ongoing U.S.-led airstrikes in Iraq. The attacks have failed to halt militant advances in Iraq and Syria. We're now joined by our Baghdad correspondent, Rashan Saglam, via satellite from the Iraqi capital. Rashan, welcome to the program. Iraqi Shia cleric Murtada al-Sadr has echoed comments and viewpoints by many observers and commentators of the current situation in Iraq that the United States, at the head of its so-called coalition, wants nothing but more than to disintegrate Iraq. Tell us more about that viewpoint and about the comments made by Murtada al-Sadr.
Yes, mainly this is not the first time that Murtada al-Sadr accuses the United States of having ill intentions towards Iraq. He did not only say that in his speech, he also said that he also called the U.S.-led coalition as invaders, and he also said that, also called the Iraqi government to prevent the U.S.-led coalition from intervening in Iraqi internal affairs and from allowing troops, grounded troops, to operate on the Iraqi soil. He also said that if any grounded troops were operating from the U.S.-led coalition were operating on the Iraqi soils, he is going to stop the Salama Brigade from fighting ISIL. And we know here that the Salama Brigade have been playing a very important role in fighting ISIL alongside the Iraqi volunteers and Iraqi armed forces. Salama Brigade have been protecting the holy shrines, and we know that in Samarra in particular, the Salam Brigade have played a very important role in protecting the holy shrine. We've seen at the beginning in June, when first ISIL entered Iraqi territories, they were trying to target Samarra holy shrines. However, the Salam Brigade was able to prevent this from happening and was able to defend the shrines over there. Murtada al-Sadr also said that if grounded troops entered Iraqi soils, he is going to deliver the liberated areas that are under his control to the Iraqi army within 15 days. He said that he is not going to do any action now. He is going to wait for the grounded troops to enter Iraqi soils, and then he is going to give us a further notice on when he is going to transfer or deliver the liberated areas to the Iraqi army. He, as I said, he called the U.S.-led coalition as invaders, and he said that they only mean evil and bad things to Iraq, and they only mean to divide Iraq, and that the airstrikes that are being conducted in Iraq are not, useless, and they have no profit for Iraq or the operations in Iraq.
Thank you very much, Rashan Saglam, our correspondent speaking to us from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad.